thanks. Next tonight, here to your health and to the debate over cell phones and cancer now reignited. A major government study tonight of brain and heart tumors in male rats that had been exposed to radio frequency waves like those from cell phones. Here's ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Tonight, a new government study reigniting the old debate over whether cell phones could cause cancer. Researchers exposed rats to high doses of cell phone radiation, 9 hours a day through their entire lives, about 6 times the amount of radiation an average person gets during a cell phone call. The early findings show a slight increase in cancerous tumors in the brains and hearts of male rats, but curiously, not the females.
And so I think that it's important for, as a public health issue, to at least try to answer that question, to give people guidance as to how they can change or not change their behavior.
No human studies have ever proven a conclusive link between cell phones and cancer.
I'm always aware. It's always next to me.
I mean, there's probably something, but I don't care. In all honesty, I need my cell phone.
Many of us keep our phones close by all day long, even when we sleep.
It's not so difficult to put your phone, a few feet away from you when you sleep.
The FDA says if you are worried, cut down on cell phone use and go with hands-free options.
David, the cell phone industry tells us they are reviewing this new research, but point out that since cell phone use has grown over the past few decades, the rate of brain cancer in this country has remained stable. David?
All right. Eva Pilgrim with us tonight. Thank you.